Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurologic report on patient Carla, C-A-R-L-A, J-M-I-N-C-K-L-E-R, Minkler, address is 6479 Danica, D-A-N-I-K-A, Court, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 805-450-0063. ID is XXX-XX-8193, date of birth 2-8-1950, 73-year-old. Business owner, her insurance is Medicare / Mutual of Omaha / pharmacy is Silver Script Aetna. Pharmacy is Rite Aid in Paradise. It's addressed to Char, C-H-A-R, Bush, B-U-S-H, N-P. 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, 530-872-6650. 530-877-7260, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The report, referral clinical indication, history of dizziness and giddiness. History of MR claustrophobia. History of allergies to benzodiazepines. Dash claustrophobia. Dear Char Bush and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Carla Minkler for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, she has a history of chronic low back pain with scoliosis and degenerative discogenic disease, chronic right knee pain, and a history of a thyroid nodule. New paragraph. Brain MR imaging for evaluation of her dizziness following and chest pain following CT imaging was not accomplished due to severe claustrophobia. New paragraph, she received a cardiology referral with the development of a sinus arrhythmia in recovery phase of a stress test with evidence for sinus node dysfunction. She subsequently canceled her cardiology appointment with Dr. Prince with a history of a negative experience due with her partner in a consultation new paragraph, she describes symptoms of brain fogginess and internal sense of tremors, with multiple episodes following her clinical visits. She reported difficulty with visual tracking, particularly with handwriting. She's due to have a tooth extraction. New paragraph. Historically, following her exercise stress test in May of 2023, which was negative for ischemia, she was thought to have sinus node dysfunction, for which cardiology referral was performed. CT imaging was requested and completed on July 10, 2023. And was reported to show no significant abnormalities. New paragraph. She reported on her questionnaire that her symptoms have never existed before. In the past, drinking coffee and acupuncture may have improved her symptoms. New paragraph, she reported taking megafood multiple vitamins for men and women over 55, one per day, flaxseed oil, 1,200 milligrams, PYCNOGENOL 50 milligrams, Super B complex with electrolytes, calcium, magnesium citrate, and zinc, collagen peptides, 2 scoops, focus factor, 4 tablets, krill oil, 1 capsule, magnesium, 1 scoop, 1 or 2 per day, hawthorn extract, 1 eye drop full, 1 or as needed. Medical adverse reactions include sulfa, developing hives, tongue swelling, Benadryl, producing difficulty with breathing, Dong Quai, difficulty with breathing, Valerian, Valium, rapid heartbeat, sweats, and vomiting. New paragraph, past medical history. She reported a history of allergy to pine, arthritis, injured in an automobile accident in her 20s. She suffered a head injury. She also suffered a head injury falling from a ladder and falling while ice skating. New paragraph. She has a history of chemical and walking pneumonia. New paragraph. She reported possible stroke-like symptoms with the question of having suffered a TIA. New paragraph, surgical and social history. Tonsillectomy completed 1956. Social history, she drinks wine. She reports no use of street drugs. Family history and background. She lives with a partner. She's completed a master's degree. She owns a custom picture frame shop. She is right-handed. General stress is medium to high. Exercise level, medium to high. Advanced directives completed. Faith background, Methodist. Family medical history. Mother and father are both deceased. She has a living brother who is healthy. Mother died at age 97 from lung problems. Her father died at age 80 from a fall. Arthritis runs in the family. New paragraph. Mother had arthritis. Father had prostate cancer. Mother had lung cancer. Father had diabetes. Mother had heart disease, hypertension, and a stroke. New paragraph, neurological review of systems. General, none reported. Eyes, none reported. ENT, none reported. Respiratory, shortness of breath. Cardiovascular, irregular rhythm. Gastrointestinal, none reported. Bladder, urinary tract infect. Bladder, urinary tract, none reported. Musculoskeletal, symptoms of arthritis, joint and knee pain. Skin, no symptoms reported. Neurological, dullness, numbness in the toes. Memory loss, possible stroke. Psychologic, anxiety and memory problems. Endocrine, fatigue and tiredness. Hematological, none reported. Allergies, seasonal allergies. Question, pine. Sleep, increased daytime sleepiness. Difficulty staying asleep with knee pain. Frequent daytime naps, unexplained daytime fatigue. New paragraph. Carla was seen initially on August 31, 2023, complaining of symptoms of a possible TIA or CVA. CT brain imaging noted to be normal. She reported anxiety concerning her symptoms. Foggy brain symptoms, episodes of dizziness, an abnormal EKG showing a right bundle branch block. I'm working 1.5. She reported episodic and recurrent episodes of sudden muscular tension with muscle jumping and internal sense of tremor. sense of imploding internally. Possibly some sinus symptoms. New paragraph. Today, in return, we reviewed laboratory studies that were obtained on September 1st, 2023. New paragraph. Her urinalysis showed many bacteria, but no other unusual findings. New paragraph. She was found to have vitamin D 25 hydroxy deficiency, with a level of 28 expected 30-100. Thrombosis evaluation showed a positive ANA. Negative CCP. Positive IgM anticardiolipin antibody. IgM, toxic metal screen was completed and was entirely unremarkable. D-dimer was normal. Westergren said rate 6, C-reactive protein 1, amino acid analysis was abnormal. Showing evidence for increased hydroxyproline, although multiple amino acids levels were increased throughout the testing, suggesting exposure to amino acid containing nutritional substances. RPR non-reactive. With a positive history of exposure to COVID, SARS, COVID, V2, IgG, nucleocapsid, IgM, and IgG levels were obtained and were both negative. A more advanced vitamin D assay was completed on 9-1 and showed a normal vitamin D 125 hydroxy and vitamin D3 level, with borderline 25 hydroxy total vitamin D value. New paragraph. The ANA titer at 1:2:40 was a cytoplasmic pattern a finding of clinical uncertainty. The ANA choice multiple reflex 11 antibody cascade was negative. the comprehensive metabolic panel was normal, as was the complete blood count, TSH, vitamin B12. M serum folate, new paragraph. The nutritional biomarker assays showed normal antioxidants. B vitamin assays were normal, but showed substantial elevations of vitamin B6 at 78.7, a risk factor for vitamin B6 toxicity-related neuropathy. Mineral element testing was normal. The cardio IQ metabolic risk testing was abnormal, showing elevated total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, non-HDL cholesterol, apolipoprotein B, with normal metabolic markers including hemoglobin A1C, insulin and C-peptide values, and the insulin resistance score. New paragraph. Carla returned today for neurological reevaluation, continuing to report episodic, recurrent, and stereotypical episodes of both chest and neurological sensory changes varying over periods of time, for which she's had a number of evaluations, of which no significant clinical findings have been identified at this point. New paragraph. She has a remote history of multiple head injuries, which may increase her risk for concussion-related epilepsy. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, I am referring her for both a diagnostic routine and an ambulatory EEG, anticipating that we may find cerebral dysfunction that would be therapeutically responsive. New paragraph. I discussed all these findings with her today at length in consideration for further testing, follow-up, and care. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns with the results of her studies, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.